Front Range Community College, FRCC, unveiled its latest showcase, Evidence of Erudition, at the Firehouse Art Center in December, spotlighting artistic talent, growth and the symbiotic dedication of the college's art program in a selected collection of emerging Longmont artists. The student artwork selection process involves unaffiliated jurors analyzing submitted artwork specifically tied to a class and selecting a specific number for each category designated by FRCC art professor John Cross. The juror's job is to decide which work is deemed worthy to be in the show. They're outside of the college, unfamiliar with the students' backgrounds or assignments, ensuring an impartial selection, Cross said. We're too intimate with the work because we see it being developed and created the whole time. It's better to have somebody who's just blind to it all. The art program encompasses anywhere from 15 to 20 courses at a time, spanning painting, drawing, ceramics, 2D and 3D design, graphic design and more. This wide-ranging curriculum grants students a platform to delve into diverse artistic paths and methodologies, all of which culminate in their contributions to the annual showcase. For most of our students, it's the first time they've ever seen their work framed, hung professionally and in a gallery open to the public, Cross said. It's about enabling students to see their work in a new, professional light, steering them away from perceiving it as mere class assignments. It's a journey of discovery, both for them and for us as educators. The impact of this exhibit extends beyond mere display and can be a transformative experience for students. The Firehouse Art Center's professional setting shapes students' perceptions of their work, and witnessing their creations in such a setting often elicits awe and a newfound appreciation for their artistic endeavors. The way they act at the reception and the moment they see their work on the wall, it's as if it belongs in a museum. It just blows their minds, Cross said. Cross aimed to confront the common bias associated with the label community college, expressing an aspiration to surpass these prevailing perceptions. He also highlighted the anticipated caliber of the showcased artworks, suggesting that attendees might discover a surprisingly high level of quality exceeding their expectations. The rigor of the classes is pretty high. We demand a lot from the students. We push them really hard. We never let a student be comfortable with their current skill level, constantly pushing them past that, Cross explained. We want to make sure as soon as they walk into their art program at a higher institution, they have the confidence that they're going to see there, too. The partnership between FRCC and the Firehouse Art Center stands as a crossroads for emerging Longmont creatives. The reciprocal benefits, from student internships to former students finding employment at the Firehouse, encourage a supportive network for emerging artists beyond academic confines. We're just trying to keep this partnership with the Firehouse as strong as we can, Cross said. It makes sense to have the college and the coolest art center in town kind of holding hands and keeping all the creatives together. Cross acknowledged the scarcity of such spaces in Longmont for young creatives, underscoring the Firehouse's pivotal role in providing a landing ground and a community hub for aspiring artists, shaping the artistic landscape of Longmont and guiding emerging artists to find their tribe and thrive in their creative endeavors. Last night, after the opening, I went out for a cocktail, Cross said. The person I was sitting next to was an artist. I've never met her before, but we just started chatting and she asked me what I did. She's like, "Oh, my God, I'm an artist. It seems like it's everywhere you go here now."